Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to Garage Talk Wednesday. I kind of want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday. What we're going to go on and do is not waste any time and go on into the show with some announcements. Kind of want to thank each and everyone for coming out to the Hub City race this past weekend. I know we didn't have the crowd and the bikes there, but for the guys that was there, I think they ended up having a good time towards the end of the night. I believe it would have been a better time as well if the S10 truck hadn't oiled down the track. And then I'm thinking that when they put that new oil dry stuff on there and kind of made it even worse. So, and I still, just saying, we still had a good time and some grudge races did take place. So, kind of want to give a big props up to the street tire bikes. They really stepped up to the plate and really got some races on. Kind of want to give a shout out to them. And also for some upcoming races, that July the 6th race that was mentioned early in the month about taking place over there in No Problem Raceway, that race will not be taking place. So just kind of wanted to put that out there on the air and let people know that the July 6th race at No Problem Raceway will not take place. But what I'm trying to do is work on a date down at State Capitol, which will be in late August sometime. So just kind of wanted to throw that out there and let you know. And also there will be a race up in Tennessee this weekend. They're having, I want to say, car class, and they're also having several bike classes as well. So anybody around the Tennessee area in that facility want to, you know, go out and do some grudge racing or some class racing or whatever, you can do that this weekend. And also, we're going to have our annual redemption race at Hub City, August the 14th. So kind of want to put that out there, kind of getting some stuff in development stages now, but just kind of want to tell everyone to kind of mark your calendars for that as well. And at this time, if we have anybody else that want to make some announcements or whatever, feel free to raise your hand and open up your mic. We got one caller now, 0775. Your line is open.
Model.
775, your line is open.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going down? Just want to thank you guys for coming out this past Saturday to the King of the Track at Dallas Raceway.
Okay.
Hope everybody had a good time. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time with the battle of the MC class and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Give a shout out to Chris for showing up. You know, I know you were looking for tackle box and everything, but, you know, that's just how things go sometimes, I guess.
Right.
So we definitely had a good time. We had a lot of fun with the No Electronic class, Battle MC, Crazy 8. Big shout out to all my winners from this Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Nice. Man, how you all weather was over there? I know we had rain around the track in places. I think that's kind of fighting in there. Okay.
It was hot. It was about 97 degrees during the day. You know, we raced at nighttime, so it cooled down. A nice breeze came in, and I think probably about 75 to 80 degrees all night. Real nice weather. We raced about 2 o'clock, so it was pretty smooth.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I want to also say for next year, you know what I'm saying, I need to find me a real serious main event. So, you know what I'm saying, if somebody out there listening, my next year race, I want to find me a main event, but this is the deal. I'm going to bet the main event, whoever it is, to pay me some punk out money for not showing up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you show up, I'm going to pay you if you race. But if you don't show up, you're going to be paying me. I'm going to bet that you're not going to show up. That's the kind of deal I'm going to put out there.
Right. I got you.
So I know I'm going to be wasting my time.
Right.
And my time is valuable, just like everybody else's time valuable. And I'm a man of my word, so if I say I'm going to pay you $500 or $1,000, hey, I'll pay you if you show up, you race, it go down, the main event go down. Cool, you get the bread. But if you don't, you're going to owe me $1,000
too. Yeah. Man, I really think, man, that stuff, you probably have to forward on this line, you know, throwing numbers and stuff up, probably be better, man, to kind of, you know, do it on the personal side for it, the call. You know, it's like we have a whole lot of listeners and stuff out here, so it's just one of those deals, but I don't know, because it was, I guess, quiet on both ends, man, because we didn't have, like I said, I think the storm and stuff on our end kind of affected the crowd here, but I don't know what it was over on that end there.
Nothing to really talk about. You know, we passed that, just talking about in the future, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that wants to do a main event, you know what I'm saying? If I want to set up something with you, you're going, since you're this punk out thing going, I want some punk out money too.
Right, I got you. And also, too, we're going to start doing advertisement on here as well. Probably we'll try to get all that set up and start rolling that plan out for next month. So just kind of want to throw that out there as well. I think the site has grown a lot since day one, and we have a much smaller number of calls on this line here, and not only phone calls, but also being able to go onto your browser and listen as well. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people from all over, you know, expressing their views and stuff. So I'm going to continue to try to grow the nation up there, even consider trying to do another show as well. We'll get that one towards the class race and the index guys or whatever, give them their own talk show as well. And so just kind of want to not, you know, mix them with the grudge crowd or whatever, because I know the two don't mix sometimes. So we have several different plans that probably be rolling out between now and next year. Just kind of want to put that out there as well. Now, I had asked a question last week about these street tie bikes, and so I must say this time around at the Hub race, we didn't have a lot of the big name guys, but some of the smaller guys stepped up to the plate and really got they races on. And like I said, I wanted to commit me and them guys, they're real well for doing that. I mean, if they would continue to do that, I mean, I think we will restore the racing back that once was pretty much, I'm not going to say around the clock, but, you know, pretty much go to an event, ain't nobody kind of standing around waiting on the next man to race. Now, there was a few races that was turned down, but even with that being said, we still had some guys to step up to the plate. And I don't know if those KO guys are on the phone or whatever listening, but if they're not, I want to say, man, they got a hell of a fine combination there. But I don't know who's going to step up and kind of take that throne from them. I know they got into it with well, I ain't gonna say get into it, but they tangled up with Big Red and them, and I think they went 2-1 or either 1-2. I don't know what the record was, but they kept going back and forth at it, so I think that was real impressive. But again, I'd like to talk about that that topic from last week about how fast your bike has to be for it to be considered a grudge bike, because I still, you know, drill on that. Those street tie guys, or whatever, are the ones that really would set the pace for the big race that I want us to. Now, I could be wrong for saying that, but I'm thinking throughout the day when people are standing around or whatever, then if it's not too hot on the machine or whatever, I think you should start your racing or whatever earlier besides the class racing. But now, like I said, these street tie bikes, I was really impressed over this weekend. So, that being, do anybody have any comments or anything on it? Because, like I said, the street tie bikes really, really showed out there. I was impressed with them. I can't say nothing against them. Let's see. I know tonight, I think a lot of the Louisiana guys are out, I think, testing. So, I don't know if we will have a lot of them on or not tonight, but. Well, smarter the Louisiana guys represented, which they represent each and every time. So can't say nothing about those Louisiana guys. I mean, because when they find out it's racing somewhere, those guys are there. Actually, probably later on sometime, when I get the time, I'm going to do something special for those guys for a video clip or whatever, just to let the guys know that, and not only the Louisiana guys, but all of the guys, you know, that supports the racing, that I do appreciate you all, guys, and your support. Now, for this upcoming event, I want to say it's several races that's coming up with this all-motor deal. I know one is the HTP, and then I think it's another one over there in, I want to say, Huntsville, I believe, or Steele. I don't know which one it is, but maybe someone can come on and chime about it. But they was the question was about if they couldn't fill the fill up with all motorbikes, would they allow a few nitrous bikes in? And so I think the comment was by the promoter that he really didn't care if everybody else didn't care. And I got another question too. There's a bike floating around, looks almost like the Cobra Commander bike, but it's not. I want to say the bike resides in Alabama. And I forgot the name of the bike, but it's a Flat Slick 1000. Like, he's making a lot of noise over in Alabama, but I never seen him really running at the track nowhere. But it seems to be a running bike. But like I said, I never got a chance to see it running the track. But I noticed that he's been talking a lot online about it. To those ACP guys, and so I'm kind of wondering how that's going to play out later on with them. I'm going to have to probably post a picture or two of it out there on Facebook or something to kind of see. But it's a cool, nice bike. Yeah, the bike, I think the name is G.I. Joe is the name of the bike. Has anyone seen that bike at the track or noticed? Because I know the dude been talking a lot of noise about it. Okay, we got one. 4-5-2-1. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm just listening.
Okay. Man, what's your weather like up there?
Oh, shit, it's pretty good up here. It's like 97 today.
Okay. Yeah, same way here. They talking about 102, 101 here for the weekend.
Yeah, that's the heat index up here right now.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, we got Mr. Kills on, man. I'm sure he got a whole lot. 9017, your line is open.
No, I ain't got much. I was talking about going back to the bike that you said, you know, making
okay.
a lot of noise or something. But she ain't heard nobody, you know, heard it racing nobody. So, what, people just talking about it, seeing being tested or something?
Well, no, he's been, I think this race coming up, this all-motor deal, I want to say that race is taking place where, in Huntsville somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's in Huntsville.
Right, and I think he's been talking a lot of noise to a lot of people. Like I said, mainly the ACP team, so I don't know why he'd jump out there on a flat slick booster, but... the man got a lot of confidence in his bike.
You know who rides the bike?
No, I don't know who rides it.
Oh, okay.
But have you seen the bike in action over there in Alabama?
Shit, it must be. Nah, I ain't heard now. I would have heard about it now. I ain't heard now about nobody making a loud noise. This is my first time hearing about it.
Okay.
So I said,
maybe I can catch up with that person between now and next week. We may invite him on the show or something and see what he has to say, what he's bringing to the table. Mike looks like it's pretty long, too, man. I know it's over 70-plus inches.
Yeah.
With a flat slick on it. What's going on over there in Alabama, man? I see Edmore is pretty much taking over.
What you mean taking over?
I'm just saying, man, it's always on Saturdays and Sundays, man. I'm saying the track is packed over there.
Oh, shit, I ain't been to the track, man. You know, since my bike been in the shop.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I ain't been hearing about no racing, nothing like that.
Okay. I just been noticing
maybe
a lot of people. Okay, on Sundays that they've been going in and they're saying that it's been a lot of people there on Sundays, which I would try to check it out on a Sunday, man, but that's almost about five hours
about
on Sunday. Edmore.
Well, is that the track that opened this year?
Yeah, that's the track that's open. I think a few weeks ago, a few months ago.
Yeah, I think it opened a few months ago, but I haven't been to it yet.
Oh, okay.
They got the website up or something?
I don't know. I hadn't checked out the website, but I know on Facebook and stuff, I've been seeing a lot of videos and stuff out there.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Let's see here. We got one more call, man. We're going to try to open up all lines tonight, not have people on hold for so long. 4784, your line is open.
Yeah, Chris, that one in Atmore, you think you can hook something up for me and old Mikey Mac or so to come out there and play around?
We'll make some calls and see if anybody over there want to play with you guys and definitely see what we can come up with. That won't be a problem. Definitely try to see. Yeah, that definitely will not be a problem.
What you say? You got a car?
No, it has a funny bike.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I don't mind playing. Just don't we have some fun and putting on the show.
Right. Yeah.
If you hook something up, you know me, I'd be on my way.
Yeah. I know there was a guy over there, something that they were talking about putting on the show. I got to get with those other guys and see what we can put together. Chill on. I know you say you don't put no pressure on your bill or whatever, man, but how much time you think you're looking at, man, for you test the water? You just want to put no comment on that question.
No, I'm just going to say I got to clean out my trailer and charge everything up next week. You know, I'm just
going
to say something.
Okay. All right. Indeed. So what race over in the Georgia area or whatever is, I know I think Bano too has a race coming up in August, I wanna say, up in Rockingham, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so should be enough events going around so people won't say that they don't have no place to go to race.
Yeah, I may go up there to that FEMA event on August 3rd.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice little drive there, isn't it? So Piedmont's past Rocking. I've never been to Piedmont track before.
I have. It's I wanna hit Rockingham too, man, but hey, I don't know. I was leaning towards Piedmont. I
got you. Okay. I got you. Yeah, we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line. 3356. Your line is open.
Who's coming to Piedmont? They want to run?
They chill zone.
Who is coming to Piedmont August 3rd?
I said it's chill zone.
Oh, Gil's on. Oh, I can't even argue with your clown ass. But we're going to tear your ass up, motherfucker. Hey. Chris, what's your next event? We got to come to your event, man. We've been raising a lot of hell around lately. You know how them damn J&M motorsport bikes run, you know what I mean?
Right.
We try to tell them we don't fuck around, we fuck straight them down. When they hook, we make them shoot. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I hope Eddie on here listening. Because I heard he plotting on trying us tomorrow. Now we're going to cook his ass. We're going to recook Slim. We'll show you. They're going to stop. Don't call. No budget racing. We race the big shops. Yeah. Hey, all right, Gil's on.
Look at.
Kill zone. Zone kill. I'm going to your ass auto zone, because I'm going to tear your ass up. We still going to get you.
I was thinking about coming down there.
Man, we had a good time last time, though, for real. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you. You know what you need to come?
What?
That Cecil race, man. We're going to get them back for prices with his hat, ball ass. We want him. Hey, so Chris, please tell Toolbox, Tackle Box, Rock Box, whatever box you want to tell him. We don't give a damn about they white motherfucking ass.
what bike you going to run him with up there, Ellen?
Huh?
What bike you plan on putting on?
You mean the Mighty Mo? That's what we're going to have there. Just like them.
Okay.
We got Sam Cook. Charlie Murphy, BML, Parson, Billy Mays, Ric Flair, Ike Turner, all of them. Hey.
Ike Turner.
Man, hey, yeah. Man, we going to tell that faggot that Kill's on load up, bring his punk ass down here. We going to be so bored and turn this a racial issue because I've been looking at Zay. That fucking Trayvon Martin shit all day. Fuck, you gonna make it a racial thing. Shit.
You gonna give Kills on respect,
right, Kills
man.
On, I'm rolling with you. Kills on.
You're gonna have to get Kills.
We with you too.
But like, you're gonna have to get Kills on a shirt, man.
Hey, man, we gonna give that motherfucker one. And when he got them tatty ass up, we gonna tell him to take it off. Fuck it.
I'm trying to get Ike a shirt too now.
Hey. Ike in the house. Hey. You know how they do, man. Hey. You know, man. Money is one thing, but the amount of power and the money we spend, I feel like we compete with that damn unlimited money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But we feel, you know, disrespect nobody else. But we feel like our builder can take us wherever we need to go. Now we're going to lose too. We're going to win too.
I tell you what was this dance that you were doing at the end of that race, man? Cause...
hey, That was that one we were told all to pieces. Chris, we've been getting and got drunk from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I was still drinking out of 10, but well, now when I tell you we were drinking every night, and we were partying. And that girl in the day going pipe rods video, that my first cousin, my old lady, all of us over there. We all came. We have fun, man. And we want to race. You know what I mean?
Man, but you
we
started
believe
off
in,
needing
we believe
brother,
in our
rider
and our mechanic.
But it was some things and you broke it down, man. I was like,
oh,
man.
Hey, that was that day gone. You can't repeat that if you're sober. You got to be drunk to do that one.
Man, he's crazy as hell, man.
If I can't have no fun, I don't have nothing.
I
but that little mouth ass Eddie King, we're going to peel his damn earlobes off the bar. We throw that son of a damn waiting to dang on Rockingham. We see him at Piedmont, boom, busting eardrums.
You drawing on.
Best pass champ. Yeah, what? We already heard he looking for us. He probably only listening now. He like to be loud when the track ain't open.
Oh, okay.
He sound like a little rat. When the track opened, little Ninja Turtle. And, you know, the other boys, all Motor 1000 Club, they want to try that race again. Tie their ass up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you know what may happen? All the boys are going to do is run up on you and try to outbid. That's how they, you know what I mean? That's the race game now.
Right.
Like CJ, he wants to know who coming, what length, what ride, away, all this. Motherfucker, bring your bike and your best package. They'll bring theirs and shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Ain't that what's killing races? Too many questions, too many phone calls when the damn track ain't open?
I think that the training camp going to be up there, too, at that horsepower race.
Them motherfuckers better not. They better not. They won't make it to the booster. They'll get the 1,000 before they get the booster.
Okay.
We don't please hope they on here. And I don't feel like going through all the little technical stuff with Little Richard. They try to make himself look like he don't lie. Look, Chris, we got a rider, we got a mechanic, and we got whatever our money will do for.
Okay.
And we raised the big dog. What'd they tell you?
You can't ask for no better combination than that.
You know what I mean? But old AutoZone, AutoKillZone, when we come down that. Get in the goddamn car. Get in the car with that gum. Bring your butt on. We're going to handle them boys.
Man, you can't be going them. Against kids on it.
Huh?
I said you can't be racing kids on it.
No. Nah, hey, that's one thing about the camp. Like, for real, ESC, he tuned our bike. But all the razors, it's his bike.
Okay.
He don't shade us. We don't shade him. Jeff do all the head work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we already told them they white and we black. We race. Everybody can be cool out of the race. We don't. And Kenny and that damn curly kid, we got to have his ass. Head buster. I know he on here. We're going to bust his damn head. And you know people going to say they want to see. But who gives a damn? Lately I've been the damn custom cut. And that's a cool situation to be in, man. Kills on the custom cut. Everybody wants you, and you get the race. Right, Chris?
Yeah, what's that now? Is this going to be a head-up race with you and head busting now? Ada King?
Head out.
Yeah.
You hold up. We don't want nothing. We run head up.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, man.
What the hell we mean?
I was just wondering. That was just a question.
We real, too. It just, okay. We don't know what path we going to do something hard-headed. So we've been in, forgot to turn something on or something. You know, we do something. You
now,
know. But
tell me this. What's going to be the dumb race of the day? Now, you always say you always do a dumb race.
Somebody come over there crying about something.
Okay.
Just like us. When we raised bunk the other day, I begged Rick. I said, man, don't do that. We can't win. But he wanted to run. So we ran, got the hell beat out of us. Bunk tore our ass up. But, of course, the next pass, his bike blowed up. I told him, let him shake it down one more time, and then we'd kick his ass. But, you know, it is what it is. We lost. So I know somebody heard me on here talking shit. Open the lines for him, Chris.
Hey, we got one here. Matter of fact, Mr. CJ, you take the floor,
man. Oh, God. I ain't say open for a clown.
CJ, your line is open, man.
All right. What up? What up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
What did you say to me?
I hear you got the biggest clown on the show talking. Won't shut up.
Well, okay. What weight we need to come in? What length? What way you want to do our bike?
I'm glad you brought that up, you dummy. The reason I was asking is because if your bike and rider was heavier than me, I was going to give you something. But now you think that I wanted it the other way. Fuck you. Get in where you fit in.
There you go. Man, that's the way race is supposed to be. I don't give a damn how you come. I'm coming, I come.
You don't got to tell me how racing is supposed to be. You're talking to the wrong.
We don't believe in all that. But, hey, the Dustin JT thing, it doesn't stop. It need to go on because we don't give a damn about him.
Okay,
I mean,
then.
He a good look here. Well, he ride a lot of expensive shit. He don't ride no budget bikes. So we're going to take a budget bike and get in his ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so.
So we can't do that.
I'll tell you now, we're going to go and put that nasty tune up in the blue bike, and we're just going to go and pop it. We're going to do one race. We're not
so we plan so we can't,
with a bike
we
go riding on. Racing a race bike, and then everybody laughing at the end of the day. We're going to take Ernie Brown and give you some live action. Bet that.
Who?
Ernie Brown. The blue one.
Are we going to do that this weekend, or are we going to do that at Cecil's race?
I don't know about this weekend, CJ. I might have to work, CJ. That's why I kind of ain't been saying nothing. I don't know.
Well, Dusty already said he was going to the beach. Is that another race or something, or is he going to the actual ocean?
Yeah, the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But we've been trying to swim in them. I'm going to tell you that. That
well,
is different.
I'm coming from 15 hours. I'll be there.
You got a race to kick rocks in them too, don't you? So I don't wanna be gone, but if we're gonna make it straight up. If we make it. I ain't bluffing and we damn sure ain't scared to race. We'll get an ass whoop, we go home like we usually do. We don't care.
How it's supposed to be.
Hey, I ain't got no pride with racing, man. I raised that boy up. If you know how much money I lost showing him how to be a loser. Oh, yeah. I'd throw him in the shop and wouldn't tell him. And he'd be so mad when he lost. But I'd be over there like, you damn dummy, you weren't supposed to. Then I start teaching him right.
So
you
don't know.
The game, you're going to get whooped. I don't know. But you best believe, though, if we coming down there with a little gun, we going to come down there shooting some daggone bazookas. We tired of playing around. damn riding around, damn listening to what somebody say about what they got and how they set up is. We about to come race, man. I'm tired of playing that game. Ain't right, Keels on.
Yep.
And ain't that a rough thing? See how you gonna show up? See, show up another way. I mean, I ain't knocking nobody. And CJ, we want
Yo.
You. But we want to run you with the 14, though, man. But it won't run you with the booster.
You still got that 14?
Oh, hell no. My boy, we wrecked DUI. My boy's having a dumbass. But we got another one. And up front, I'm with a stock chassis, everything just like you. We ain't gonna be crying about weight, man. I don't like that. You got your ride, I got mine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just like to play little internet games and shit, but I got my ride. I got no confidence in a little dude, that's all he ever raced.
Yeah,
I try to give him drink some beer.
Huh?
I try to drink some beer. He'd be all right then.
I'm saying, if we wait biking riders and they're both the same, you'd feel more comfortable, no?
They always told me that the rider weight was the main thing. I don't care nothing about that, man. We ain't going to all that, CJ. I'm on high. I just be playing a little game with him. You bring your bike how you need to bring it to race, and I'm cool with that. If you long as hell with your way, that's your bike, your choice.
No, I'm just saying sometimes my bike's heavier than the other bike, so it evens it out.
Well, I know you're going to be heavier than us. I'm going to tell you that
fuck,
now.
Fuck it. We're going to race.
All right. But you definitely come to Cecil race.
Yeah.
That sounds better, don't it? That sounds better to me. Cecil race. I make sure I got plans to do that. Head up, T-Lynn Dust. Hand clutch. Stock hand clutch, no trick clutch. Right?
Correct. You got it.
All right. Well, that's a done deal. I owe you that. You whoop my ass, take your shirt off. Yeah, fuck it. Because if I win, I'm going to have to get two. But at the end of the day, everybody had fun and we race.
You got that,
that's
man.
All.
Cass, we got another caller here, man. So we're going to open up the line. 0726. Your line is open. 0726, your line is open.
CJ.
Yo.
I got to make another beer run, man. My phone by day. I got to get out of the phone. But we're going to run at Cecil event. I don't know about Rockingham. You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest with you. I told that
no
man,
problem.
If he need to do what he need to do, he do what he need to do. But I think I'll have to work, to be honest. I think we got to take inventory. They ain't made it final. And we won't know till Friday. So I ain't going to lead you on and tell you no damn lie.
Well,
but Cecil race
way.
Is the only part.
I'm going
that. When is Cecil? July what?
13th, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll be ready. All right. That's a race. And Chris, if that clown ass Eddie Kane come in, call me back.
All right.
All right.
All right, we're going to try to open up this other line here. 0726. Your line is open again.
Next, that's you?
Hello?
Murr.
Yeah, you online. OK. Okay. He must have just accidentally pressed one. See, that article, man, that you put on PsychoBike early in the week, man, you want to kind of elaborate on it and kind of give us like a little brief history on it? How was that race created? And
which one?
The street, well, not the street, but the track race that you had, that they didn't prep the track, and basically you pull names to race
people. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called King of the Streets. What they do is, it's been going on for, I don't know, maybe about 5 years, I think, maybe longer.
Okay.
But 32 cars get in it. You got to have I think stock suspension with a 275 drag radio. And,
okay.
They just started with adding the bikes maybe 2-3 years ago. And you know Del Flores.
Okay.
Del Flores won it 1 year, and then Phil Stoll won it last year. And I had Shine come up last year, and my damn nitrous didn't work. So we went out second round. We went out second round, but this time my shit worked, and Duck was riding it, and we won the event. But it's a cool event that, you know, there's no qualifying, so you got to come straight off the trailer with your best, tuning, with your best tune in the bike, because they not only do they not prep it, they scrape the rubber off the track, so it's damn near like a sidewalk.
Okay.
And, you know, you ain't going faster than 860s, 880s the first round when there's no rubber on the track. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it gives a lot of stock motorcycles with nitrous and swing arms a good chance to knock a big name out first round. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, you pull names out of a hat each round, so you, there's no ladder. You never know who you're going to get. And first round, you can call somebody out. They don't have to accept, but you could call somebody out, you know, to race.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
There's some good – 1320 Video makes DVDs every race, and they're cool to watch. What they started doing this year, though, is they started making the cars only go to the 8 because they were crashing a lot last year. You know, they were overpowering and hitting the wall, and it was pretty dangerous because the track that we race on normally really doesn't have too much traction upstairs.
Okay.
So the cars were racing the 8. Yeah, it was a pretty good time.
Okay.
And you remember Duck? You remember Duck, Chris?
Duck, that name, yeah. Was that the guy that had the, it wasn't the brownest booster down here at that race?
He used to ride
one time?
Yeah. He used to ride for Flowtech.
Right.
Yeah, he won a street bike shootout championship in like 2000, I think.
Okay.
But me and him grew up together, and he's been out of work for 3 years because he got hurt at work, and he hasn't sat on a motorcycle. He hasn't sat on a motorcycle in 3 years. And the night before the race, Shine called me up and said his baby was sick, so he couldn't make it. So I called Buck up. He was a little nervous, you know. I haven't been on a bike for 3 years, so we went up. We went up to test real quick, and after 3 or 4 passes, he kind of felt comfortable. And when we went to spray it at 10 o'clock at night, the spray didn't work, and the race was the next day at noon. So we loaded up the bike, drove 2 hours to this guy's garage, and he found the nitrous line broke where we put it in the button where you activate it when you spray it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got it fixed at like 2-3 in the morning, and then drove back up to the track, and then won the event. So it was a crazy 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love that highway, though.
It's beating me up.
I mean, we'll pop up anywhere, though, all over the world.
We'll be in Rockingham this weekend, then 2 weeks right back out to Virginia.
Okay.
And then when did you say, you said your race was August something?
Yeah, we hadn't made up no dates yet, but it's going to be toward the ending part of August. But now that is one, August the 14th at Hub City, all Grudge Fest, car and bike event. So,
are they gonna let a lot of cars in, or are they gonna monitor that?
Well, it's gonna be probably monitored, but it's gonna be open. I mean, you know, for grudge races. So,
right.
Hopefully, you know, I'm not gonna say it's gonna be even. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be more bikes than more cars. It just depends on basically who all show up that day to race. But hoping that the weather stuff is, you know, a little bit more, I'm not going to say hotter, but hopefully start coming down some.
And that will be like a Saturday, right?
Right.
And then Sunday the track will be open.
Yeah, it'll be open Sunday too.
Yeah, because that was good last time when all them cars were there. We kind of didn't get too much time, and then a few of us stayed over and then raced Sunday. That was a good look.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
That one, say something to hear about it. She'll be on here right now. On Cycle Bus, they got Dream Team and Red Fox Lock. Okay. And I know the guy that came on here and... Well, he sounded like he was a little mad or whatnot. You know, for anybody to think I'm trying to be in somebody's business, you know, y'all put it out there that he was going to the track and the race was locked. So I really wanted to know, like, why he didn't make it. And also, I know that CeCe ain't saying that no here. CeCe, your ass took a loss. I want to know where it went home, man. Come on. I know you ain't here.
I think his bike let go towards the end of the quarter mile. From the angle I was at, it looked like he pulled back to the dude, but you could hear the bike too smother. So I don't know, if he had been 100%. It looked like he would have beat that bike, but like I said, you could hear the bike. It kind of drowned out towards the finish line. So
CeCe Doss is about for 3:30.
Yeah, and also, I don't know, because Tackle Box wasn't even Hell City either, so I don't know, maybe something had happened or what, but
I don't know now, it couldn't have been that bad, because Buck, like, when I hadn't got there and did Tackle Box racing and all that, and Buck came on there, like, I ain't telling you nothing, and not know what happened.
Oh, okay. Maybe Tiger Box, somebody will come on there in time. On let's see, we got two callers here. We're gonna open up the lines and see. We got 3234. Your line is open. 3238. Your line is open. All right, then we have 0726. And your line is open.
I got my number again, Zay.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Maybe those guys just accidentally pressed. We have some ATV grudge guys on here, too, man. So, guys, I know they got a race coming up in Twigs in July. So, if the guy wanted to come on for a minute and kind of toss some ideas out, these grudge guys, I've been kind of following those cats around a lot, man, and they seem to be getting a lot of action going on. So if any of them wanted to make a call out to anyone, you know, feel free to press one.
Did anybody get any video of that last ATV You mean that P1 or whatever it was?
I've seen a few on Facebook. I haven't seen seen a lot of them, but man, it looked like the weather was, I know, kind of bad up there as well, but I know they did get some races off because I got a chance to watch some video of it. Maybe next time I may try to make a trip up there and catch I know they was talking about planning something again, and I want to say in October, either late November, I believe, for another race up there. But I know the one in Twigs is in July, and they supposed to have one for, well, I want to say coming from Puerto Rico somewhere, man, that runs down in the low fours, supposed to be there as well. So I think that was a big stink. One of them started an article out there about ATVs or benches not being able to run out of the fires or whatever. So one of these guys came up and made a comment and said, well, we're going to bring one and show you. I don't know if they're going to light the boards up or not, but I think this thing is rolling pretty good. So let's see. We have another number here. We're going to try 3692. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris? It's Ken, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just to let Killzone know, yeah, we got a couple of videos from the Grudge Bowl, but like you said, it rained and shit, and that messed me up a whole lot. But like you said, my man Tony Tiger doing one at Twigs, the 26th to the 28th, and the Puerto Rican dude said he ain't coming because cost to bring all the bikes over here, but he's still trying to do everything can do it over here or whatnot. So we're trying to see what we can do with that right now. And like you said, we're making the right steps to make it bigger or whatnot. So everything looking good. We got a couple of sponsors coming in and stuff to help us out with classes and stuff. So everything is getting a little bit better.
Okay. Now, for your race that you're rescheduling again up in Piedmont there, that is open to bikes and stuff too, isn't it?
We had a couple bikes, couple cars come out. It's October 27th. It's on a Sunday. We're going to do a run day Sunday. I'm going to get with Piedmont again, see can I get people start to come in Saturday from out of town and stuff. But the main event is going to be on that Sunday, the October 27th.
Okay. Okay, that sounds like a plan. I may try to make it over there in Twigs, too. Are you coming down to Twigs in July?
Yeah, I ain't bringing my bike, but I'm coming down there to support and stuff.
Okay.
They, like you said, trying to see some of that fast stuff to light up the boards and stuff.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. I'm glad you came on and clarified that. Too bad Bud Light ain't on here. Were you there at the track when he done that little old dance or whatever? Or?
I was recording the race as he was doing it. I was in there fucking geeking. That mother is a fool. Because like you said, they had done that one race and they got their ass whooped whatnot. They came right back with Sam Cook and beat the hell out of that bike. That mother went crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually got the video of that too. If you don't, if you ain't check the Bike Paparazzi video out, I got that video too. It's on my Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, they filmed it, but I was hoping somebody was up close to him to get a close up view of him because they were actually behind him filming him, but I was hoping somebody was in front of him and was filming as well and got a chance to get him from the front.
I was just looking at him.
Okay.
You expect that out of Alex, though. You know, like you said, he's been drinking all day, too.
He is indeed. Okay, well, we got several more callers here, man. This seems like Bud Light here. What you got, Bud Light?
Hey.
Huh?
This got to be Rick James right here. Is this that Rick James right here?
Nah, but tell him they don't want no smoke. Yeah, say we don't want no smoke.
No, y'all do it.
You say what?
Y'all pick that ass through then.
He ain't want to run nobody.
Hey, Chris, I think they whooped us too. Yeah, we all going to run the brown, man, but we would race more race bikes, man, than street bikes. Ernie Brown rides around on the street, man. You know? But, hey, don't worry about it. It's about to go off road. But, hey, man, we love the race. And drink and party. Don't we?
What four-wheeler got on the,
Hey, the four-wheeler guy tore our ass up with my homeboy said, four-wheeler. We ignorant, but he just dumb as
Was that the guy that came on a few weeks ago talking about racing some guys up there at Piedmont with the ATVs, or
no.
This is another one?
No, no, no. This is, this was Rick James, then.
Okay. Okay.
But, hey, I'm tell you, August 3rd, we'll be back. We're going goddamn ready to do something. Ted can't cut a light to save his life.
Yeah, it's slow, man.
Ted, I know. That's all right. Guess what? Next time we ain't, he said he had a ball with y'all. I told him,
hey,
man.
Hey, how
is Paul going to
set up?
It's Zach set up for the track. It's Zach set up. Yeah, we got to figure out good, man. We ain't in control like that, man. We great, man. And everything come and try to do something with it.
Nah, that's what he do, Alex. You know, plant like that.
Hey, we trying to figure this stuff out,
so
the cold for real.
So, Chris, how you can figure out something if you won't race nobody?
I'm telling you, man, say it ain't used to that. Say, hey, okay, this is what we'll do. Next race, we're going to put stuff on the four wheel.
Next race, I'm going to put my dirt bike beside Sid.
Full stroke.
Yup.
I got a YZ-426.
You don't want none of that smoke. You remember you was asking for something last time you said something to us.
Oh, y'all were going to run the street bike.
No, I'm talking about on y'all dirt bike. You was asking for something with Teosa riding.
Teosa?
Yup. You don't remember?
There ain't nowhere in the hell this no motherfucking Ken Evans.
It is. And we, you know what?
Get your ass off the damn phone.
Well, last time I checked, you was asking for something, though. That's all
we
I got to say.
We were bluffing.
Y'all was serious.
So do you want to run them off?
Nah, my bike down. When I come back, I'll run over top of you, though.
When are you going to be back?
About July, something in July.
So you tell me you going to run Sid bike? Sid 4-wheeler?
Yeah, I run Sid 4-wheeler.
No, we letting Sid ride his own 4-wheeler.
Yeah.
We ain't got to put dust on it.
Yeah. He already know that. He knew that before my bike even broke, I was looking for him. I told him that. He know it. I done told him that several times.
Gave you the damn phone number to Grudge talk, yo.
I'm the man, boy.
Chris.
Huh?
This is what I tell you about a mother won't be on the scene. Stay on the scene, kid. But you ain't want nobody. We'll turn your ass up. Hey, but
Chris,
hey, don't forget
what I tell you. He say,
you come up with that big ass nobody. Don't jump on that boom bike.
Yep.
And you want to run us with a stock 400?
Nah, y'all want to run us. Get it right. And y'all was begging.
I was begging. I told you, I don't care. Just riding around the block drunk, burning the clutches up, letting everybody ride it.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. You shouldn't have came to me looking for
no
race.
Okay. Well, hey, look. When y'all get it back?
I tell you when. You say what?
We can make
about
it
July.
Happen.
About July. You'll know. I don't know the exact date yet. It'll be something about the end of July, though. We're shooting for the end of July to be back, right?
Hey, I bet you 200 on the side, you don't make a whole pass.
I bet you three on the gap. I bet you three on the gap, and I can shut off on
you
him.
You know what you are? You just like Boo Whitson, a pass king.
Now I know, because none of y'all sit beside me.
Man, you want to run it?
We can't. Actually, the last time y'all complained, we won that little shakedown pass that you liked the other day.
Chris, the dude lives one road over from my grandma. The dude owned the bike. And this clown right here ride the bike. He can't ride.
That's ever.
Ken, when you want to do it?
Like you was
when
begging.
You want to do it?
Was you begging last time?
Huh?
Was you begging last time?
Man,
would you grab your ankles?
Would
you grab your
begging.
Ankles? Would you grab your ankles?
No.
Would you grab your ankles?
Then we call y'all next day and said, we don't give a damn about y'all.
So run me head up. So run me head up then.
We'll run your head up with a stock bike. But we're going to let Doug ride the bike.
You know,
let the old
I don't care who you let ride the bike. They sell parts every day.
All right, well, we ain't gonna go down and spend no money. That's Justin bike. We ain't gonna spend no money on that. But Jesus
going
who? On a jail. Justin.
Oh, Lord.
That's
we ain't worried about
Jones bike.
Oh, Lord. I ain't worried about that neither.
You run
Jesus.
Buy a
Honda.
That, hey,
you better buy a Honda.
Jesus.
You better
buy
a Honda.
Jesus. That's our bike. That's Doug's bike. I bought it from
his We'll run any dirt bike. That y'all got.
No, you won't.
Any dirt bike that y'all got.
Hey.
Hey, you better get Brad
Fowler. You gonna do?
You better get Brad Fowler. That's gonna be your best luck. Brad Fowler. That's gonna be your best luck.
Damn, Brad.
Any dirt bike.
We don't get nothing about. We don't get nothing about what Brad got.
Well,
we talking
like
about
I said,
what we got.
Any, well, like I
and
said,
we
I'm
race.
Talking about that Honda that's sitting in my backyard. And y'all weren't trying to race.
I thought
no
you had
time.
It in the shop. I thought you had it in the shop.
Oh, I do this myself.
You took a picture. Would you slide the clutch 300 feet?
That's old. That day we was looking for y'all. We was looking for you that day. Actually. We had just got the bike back, and we was looking for you that day. Where was y'all at? Running scared.
Wait,
the last excuse y'all came in. What? The last excuse I heard was, we ain't got no truck.
Hey, yo, what time they called us? 8 o'clock.
What time?
We drunk as hell. We drunk as hell. The train lane.
Now, look at this. Now, look at that video of my little shakedown pass and tell me that's 8 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the same day I was looking for
man,
Alex.
You ain't called up, man. You just put
man,
that
last same week. Day. That same
that
day.
Week. You just put that up, man.
Man, that's an old video. That's from my old profile. Go look
so
at my
you
go look at my personal profile. Because I wanted it to be on my racing profile. Look at my personal profile. Look at the date posted. Actually, I'm going to tag you in it in 5 minutes so you can see it.
No, I'm going to tell you what you I'm gonna tell you to do. You need to get Momo bike fit. No, matter of fact, go ahead and call Momo.
Alex, come over somewhere here, man. We got about
his ass up.
Four calls, man. We're going to hold up the line. Here we got 5320. Your line is open.
I'm wondering, Gene, if the
okay, we got 0853. Your line is open.
0853. Yes,
it's 0853. Okay, we're just on your line was open.
Hey, somebody watching talk shows in the background, though.
Yeah, somebody got
ATV. Somebody got ATV up. Where is
she? Okay. We got 8072. Your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris.
Okay. Okay. We found out who it was.
Hey, Chris.
Like 08, huh?
Oh, you can let that line in first.
Yeah, we got 0853, man. Your line is open. Okay, we don't have anything.
Stop trying to.
All right. I can get in touch with Killzone so I can send him the video so he can check that shit out.
Text me, let's see. Killzone, you on? Yeah, Killzone.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Kenneth, when I get off this show, man, I'll call you and we'll exchange some information.
Hey, Ken.
What's up?
What about the other time when y'all got drunk and y'all brought a kid bike over there? And y'all
we ain't
got
not
rich on us. Yeah.
We ain't
what
ready.
Happened? And who was going to fuck y'all up? Me. I was going to ride the bike, remember? When I
we
went
ain't
all
that
way
day
down
though.
The road.
That's what,
yeah, you
that's
know
so
why?
Because
y'all came over the lip boxes. Hey, and get what they
that's
come
so
on
long ago.
Hey, get what
that's
they come
so long
on
ago. Let's talk about this
Chris,
month and last
Chris,
month.
They come over there. They we're going to room for 500. The bull went all the way up to 10 grand. Soon we covered, and they and I made a shakedown. The bull want to load up and go home. They were there checking the numbers on my bike. Is that a true kid? And who was riding
Alex,
the bike, kid?
Alex,
who was riding the
Alex,
bike?
Why,
who was
why
riding
you bringing
the bike?
Up something that happened in like 2004? What year
that
is this?
2004.
What year is this? Do you want any parts of that
we're
Honda?
Not drunk.
The question.
What we drinking when y'all
do you want any parts of that Honda?
And got rich,
Alex. Do y'all want any parts of that Honda?
And
that's
the same 420.
Do you want any
part? I bought it for this.
Do you want any? Do you want any part of that Honda?
Yes.
No.
When can we get it, man? When can we get it?
I'm gonna make sure.
I told you about that lip boxes. Y'all been lip boxing a long time. Y'all done beat us down about 8 times.
Give me, give me, give me. That's what I heard. Give me, give me. What you trying to
you
give me?
You ain't heard nothing from me.
What you trying to give me?
More than, and we was on
what you trying to give me? What you trying to give me? Well,
hey,
now,
Chris,
now all I hear
you know
is
what
you trying to give me.
I told him
what
I said, I ain't going to waste my time with dust whooping, y'all. I'm going to whoop.
What you trying to give me?
So what you saying?
In 2013, what you say? In 2013, what you say? What you trying to give me?
Huh?
Alex, you ride
I
four
the bike.
And you ride a four-wheeler.
I was the one. Me? No, I don't ride no damn four-wheeler. I ride dirt bike, though.
Man, Ken, I tell you what, if I come up to Piedmont, can somebody find me a dirt bike? Can Alex ride one, too?
Alex ain't going to make no fuss.
What?
I Alex ain't going to make no fuss.
It's 20 pounds, man. I like to try, Alex, man. What you
hey,
want
Alex,
to do, Ken?
I will fuck the shit out of you.
Look, put it this
me
way.
And you.
Look, we'll do a big,
we can do the big man race.
You versus Moomoo, and Moomoo will fuck you up.
Man, Moomoo got damn four left hands.
All right.
And well, three left feet.
And what?
Moomoo
head up. Thank you.
Alex, can you,
dirt bike.
Can someone turn the television something down in the background? Because there's a lot of background.
Enough. Messing up this good grudge talk radio today.
Yeah,
and while they're doing that, we got several callers here. We're going to open up the line here, too. 1944. Your line is open.
Yeah.
1944. Your line is open.
I'm here.
Okay.
I can't believe
right,
you
got 0853. Your line is back open.
Kill
yes, this is
0853. Hey,
hello?
I can't believe this mug. Oh.
Hello?
Okay, your line is open.
Yeah, where's Custom Cuts at tonight? It's mighty quiet on here.
I don't know.
He probably ain't dialed in yet.
Kill
he hasn't queued in yet, I don't believe.
Did he race this weekend? I haven't heard anything about him.
Kill
him. Yo.
It's a video out there. He did run a street bike race this weekend.
Okay.
What up, Ed?
Oh, Kill's on there?
Say what?
Kill's on. What was you going to say to me?
I heard you call my name.
Oh, no. Hey, this little knucklehead right here, man, he's a little lightweight and can't ride.
Four-wheeler.
Yeah, I'm going to do you.
What?
I ain't even gonna waste my time.
I'll
tell you that now. You can bring all the built bikes you want to. What would I do? Don't forget now. Oh, so you tell me I'm lying with the story I told about y'all swore the pots up and Bleep came over there crying, talking about y'all can't beat me. You remember what I did, right?
You talking about four wheels, right?
We've been running dirt bikes in the highway. And I bought him when he turned 12. I bought him a YZ426.
Well, that's like 30 now. So
no,
we ain't talking about that number.
Oh,
he's 20 though. But let's talk about 2013. And last time I heard, you
clean out a dirt bike track. We clean out a dirt bike track with everything.
Man, y'all can even beat Man CR. Get real.
Who?
Hey, Alex. Hey, when y'all be having them events up there at Piedmont, do people be out there with four wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let them get on the track, too?
Yeah.
the other day. Rick James, he whooped us. With six.
Hey, kids on, you know somebody with some four-wheelers?
Yeah, I got a bench.
Oh, hell, why you ain't come to the event then?
Man,
hey, what kind of bench? What kind of bench you got?
I was really trail riding.
Oh, you just be trail riding. It was some trail benches there,
that.
Too. My yeah. Next race, I'm gonna have something there for everybody to race. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
I don't ride it no more. I will race it though.
Hey, I'll make sure. Like, if you talk to me, you say you're coming up, you need a little, just like a little stock wheelbase race or something. I got you.
Kid,
what's up, Alex?
Me.
Just don't give me. Give me one of these one time. That's what I heard last time.
Don't waste your time. I'm
going to
be there
with a stock
bike.
Ain't no way no stock bike going to whoop me. I'm going to let you know that right now. Hey, you know we run the 8th of mile too, right? I don't run 300.
Oh, you don't run
the 8th?
Oh, so you're
going
to
hold 8th. I ain't doing no 300 foot. My bike don't start working the 400-500 foot.
When we were gonna race, you won't run 300.
No, we won't. That when we were looking for you last month, we was running a whole.
Oh, so
eight
you
want to
run all right, that's cool. Bring your shit. You got the brake with said 4-wheel. No, hell, fuck it.
I take
4
it.
In the brake. 4
take
in the
it.
Brake.
I tell you.
4 in the brake.
Don't take
right.
It.
With said riding.
I said 4-wheel set up.
It's dragged out.
Yeah, it looked like Rick James,
yeah. Yeah, it looked like Rick James. He like a I think he say he'll fold me a cub.
That's all
I
he is.
He
that's
10.
All he is.
He a 10. He's a 10.
Me,
he went down in the sixes without even going full speed. He a 10. And
man,
he's slow.
Going on full speed.
He's
going out
and he's slow. And he's slow.
Man, Moo Moo Terry can't run with that, man.
God. He take that ball off, I'll fuck him up. And when my stock soon to come out, I'm going to fuck him up again.
Okay. Call Moo Moo right now.
Look,
so
I don't need to call Moo Moo. The
bike
is in my backyard.
No, so now the bike.
He just owned the bike.
So we're going to do the race tomorrow.
Long as it ain't no stupid race. My bike ain't right. My bike is right. First off, Fed won't come to the road. If he comes to the road, I really fuck him
lie.
Up.
We were going
to
run a street bike the other day in Thomas Town.
Fed won't come to the road. He's scared. My people's ready for him tomorrow if he want to race. Now what?
We ready. We ready.
A four-wheeler.
Tell your
all
people
right.
To come.
Tell your people to come. Tell Fed
hey,
call
Chris.
Me. I got it. They ready.
Hey, Chris, uh-huh. Make sure I will call you tomorrow so we can laugh
okay.
How bad we beat the hell out of this clown.
It'll be a video.
Okay.
Well, my
we ready
come.
Tomorrow? We ready. Fed to come.
Don't make me call Fed on 3
going
right
to
now.
Piedmont tomorrow. How the hell we ain't going
to
no, come to the road?
No, fuck Piedmont in the streets.
Well, we got some business at Piedmont tomorrow with the street bike.
You say you want to run that four-wheel, which is a dirt bike or four-wheel again?
No.
I got a dirt bike.
Oh, okay.
Moo Moo got
but
a dirt
will,
bike, and it's slow.
But I will run Fed.
It got $1,028 in it.
We got the cheapest bill out there, I guarantee it. I bet everybody else got over five. I guarantee you.
It's a reason you got a cheaper bill. Cause that money.
No, we got
slow.
The cheapest bill.
You over that stock bike?
how fast I go? What I do in the eighth? What I do
man.
In the eighth? So how am I slow then? Don't tell me I'm slow if you don't know what I'm running, baby.
Well, why we ain't running?
I'm doing numbers. Cause y'all
why
running scared. Your tail tucked.
Why we ain't running?
Cause you tuck your tail.
Stay ready, man. What do we do here?
Chris, do you hear that?
What do we do here?
You're a whole ass thought here. One second. But, like, because we got one more caller here, man. Let me open up the line. 0853. Now, your line is open. 0853, your line is open.
Every single day, we drank one roll from Moo Moo. Moo Moo's stepdaddy and his mama is cool as hell, and My baby son, Nick, hang with his little brother. They talk about the race all the time. But the race don't never happen on their part.
On who part?
Right.
Y'all
don't want no smoke.
Can.
It ain't on my part. I was on go for months.
All
before
right,
my
well,
wife puked this part out, I was on go.
Tell me what then. Quit talking to Dio's. Call Dio's and say, come down there and talk and give us the phone.
Ask Reek. Reek can tell you that day.
And Reek came over there waiting on the race. And we all sat out there.
And y'all excuse was, we ain't got no truck. Y'all excuse was, we ain't got no truck to tow the bike. Because he knew I was about to put that damn thing in him.
I got a Suburban and an Escalade.
Well, y'all weren't trying to tow the damn bike that day.
And a trailer.
You weren't trying to, trying to come get that ass whooping, was you?
And my Cadillac car got a trailer hitch.
Was you trying to come get that ass whooping? Was you trying to come get that ass whooping? No.
Yes. You know, Moo Moo said, if you want to keep it real, that you need some more test passes.
I need some more test passes. We came looking for y'all. We was on the way.
Here we go.
We was OTW. Bike on, back in the truck, new set of cuts, looking
OTW,
none other than TOC.
OTW, we coming over to see y'all tomorrow.
You can come see the bike. It don't look the same because ain't no motor in the frame. But the frame still looks the same for them.
All right, guys. Hold for one second here. We got another caller, man. Let's try this number again. 0853. Your line is open. All right, 8072. Your line is open. Okay. We got one more here.
I ain't going to keep on wasting up the whole damn time or the Grudge Talk Radio with this damn clown that I know ain't going to come. So, Ken,
what's up?
One road over from Moo Moo.
The day the bike come back, I'm coming looking for you to put your head on a platter.
Why the hell don't y'all come over there? And why did
you
do the last time?
You don't want no fuss.
Okay, what do we do? Don't we always make fuss?
That's all you're doing is making a lot of fuss. You got one too many Bud Lights in you tonight.
Can't believe this shit.
You have to find that video, man.
Ken, I'm out. Hey, Ken, watch what I tell you. Hey, Chris. Trust me when I tell you. Enjoy yourself and you got a nice show going on. But I don't even have to waste my time putting dust into your zone, Ken. I'll fuck him up. Me riding
it. Alex, put it this way. You get on a bike, I'll give you two in the hip.
You will. But shit,
I will.
Nothing else. Okay.
You get on the bike, I'll give you two in the hip.
Well, why the 10 grand race didn't go down?
Look, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm talking about what I know
in
2013.
Oh.
What's up
2013?
I ain't living in 2004.
Talking about money. Like, we was eating out of garbage cans.
What year is 03, 04, and it's 2013? That's like 10 years ago.
I
that would have made me 13 years old.
What else?
13 years old.
Yo.
I don't want to talk about that.
Hey, all I can tell you is this. You don't forget how to ride because you don't forget how to walk. I'll see your ass. Bring your ass to the next road tomorrow.
I'll see you sooner than later.
When is that? Let me know, because I like to be drinking at my house, my old lady house, somewhere. Besides,
I'm liable to pull up in the curb with the bike by myself without Moo Moo.
Please.
Looking for you.
Please.
Begging for you to get on something.
Please. Quit acting like we don't want to do it.
You didn't.
All right.
You
didn't
want
to
do it.
Hey,
say it one time. Give me one in the hit. Say it one time. That was the last thing I heard T.O. say. Give me one in the hit. Say it.
Man, that's T.O.'s over there acting crazy. I told him, man, you riding the bike. I said, man, you playing.
So why y'all ain't come get that little easy bread then? You was running scared.
Man.
Because you knew what I was going to do to you. Don't bet on the ride.
Chris,
you better bet on that bike.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Ask what happened when they got the bike up there and they went to shake it down. Tell them what the damn track man said. Get that damn junk off the damn line.
I blew
that
a seal. I can't blow a seal.
I blew a
seal.
I blew a seal. I blew a shot with an AK-47.
I blew
an
oil seal. I'm sorry, I blew an oil seal.
But, okay,
that's what happens when you create power.
All right, well, get the right part.
No, we're going to get
okay.
Something different.
Okay, well.
Like my man Killzone, I just go to the shop. Like my man Killzone, I just go to the shop and sit back and listen to y'all talk about me.
Oh, so you think Killzone is coming?
Ah, you got his name in your mouth. He must be.
See, I told you. Hey, you see how easy it is to be influenced, Chris?
Hey.
You can take a retard
he
and follow another
Cut
retard
off.
To the end of the earth. Killzone. When you come pick your bike up, I'm going to show you this clown. And we're going to tie your ass up and him over the same day. Fuck it.
I wish me and him could come out in the same day and both of us get cross your ass.
Yeah.
You won't be doing that dance either, will you? You'll be doing the sad face dance.
Hey, I did it before. But guess what?
I'm
going to
make you do it again.
No, you ain't going to do nothing again.
Nah.
You ain't going to do nothing. Because.
Gap man.
Y'all, you working with a turtle.
Gap man.
You know you got him over out there, Jersey.
I know.
Not Jersey.
Gap man.
I mean, Jersey. No, not Jersey. Damn, old boy. He working with a monster.
Who?
He working with a turtle.
Who?
That's his name of his bike, working with a monster.
It's only 3 fast dirt bikes out there, not on one. So, what are the other 2? They all reside in North Carolina, by the way. I will say that, too. What is
man,
actually close?
Hey, well, T-Wayne tag your ass all 2 pieces.
That's one race. That's going to be a race.
And Mark, he tore him up on a stock 250. Right?
What?
We got paid
he
out there.
He actually raced a KX5 when he lost. And he was sitting up high like a
bike.
Damn, he was riding a horse. Hey, you seen the race, what happened when he was on Blue Bike.
Oh, so you sitting low on the ground and all that?
The Gap Man played.
Hey,
the Gap Man played on it.
Hey, bring the bike, and that's all.
When
it
the
is.
Bike when the bike come back, it's gonna come back on Kill. We gonna write on there, marker like Kill Zone. Everything we gonna do the whole Kill Zone theme for you.
Hey, Chris,
that way you won't like me.
Chris, old man, my brother, how the hell did this fool find out about Grudge Talk Radio? What the hell
he
did he do?
That's ATV guy, man. But you know I love ATVs.
Yeah.
Well, I just let you know, man.
You
know, Grudge
you know, ATV, but this is an ATC. Whatever AT is, the clown is glad to see.
Okay. But, like, that one thing,
the,
man.
The dude that owned the
daggone
bike, lives on the next road from my grandma's house.
Okay.
I ain't telling you no. I ain't
no,
telling
you, ain't
you no. You can walk there in less than 1 minute.
That's how you know they don't want no smoke, Chris. Listen to what he's saying.
Hey,
y'all
we rode,
can walk.
Why we gonna run a bike
that's damn less CCs than us? We don't want to go pick on small fries. Small fries
you
gonna pick on us.
You ain't gonna get no fries. I'm telling you now.
I'm
getting no fries.
I am like Kizzo. I got a big target on my head. You know how many people
yeah,
want to run me?
Other than
you may have
bike,
one here, man.
Up.
We got another caller, guys. Let me open up the line here and let them in. 1710. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I know damn time arguing with Ken. You
what?
Bring an ATVZ or DC or whoever, come see us. We'll holler at you.
Alex is a fool. Yeah, he is. He just hung up the phone, man. So, probably. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. All right, we're going to try this line again, 1710. Your line is open.
Hello?
say. We don't have anything.
What did you ever do with that little purple frame you was working on?
Man, it's at a standstill. I wanted to put a booster engine on it, man, and so that's kind of where I'm at now.
Yeah. A lot of people been doing that with them chrome molly frames.
Yeah, but you can put a 10 mil together and kind of run with it. So, I don't know. It was a guy with a turbo one, but those turbo bikes are so tedious, so I don't.
They do good numbers, though, man.
Yeah, they do good numbers, but look at the work you got to put in to run that number.
You're right, but I don't know. It's kind of worth it, though, in the long run, if you want to chase numbers.
Yeah. You're right about that. Man, I would love to see a little Bud Light on a dirt bike call himself trying to race somebody. But he can actually ride a dirt bike.
He used to can ride a dirt bike a little bit.
I ain't talking about rolling off a nail. I'm talking about leaving the line.
I ain't never seen him leave the line, but I know he can ride around.
Man, I would love to see that.
I would love to see it, too.
Better speak to dancing, I think. Kids on, so you got a challenge here, man, if you do. I think you got some guys who want to try you on a four-wheeler, man.
Yeah, I think if I say it really my decision if when to pick my bike up and shit. So
okay,
I don't know if I want to wait and shit. If I come to T-Man on the 3rd, well, I may just go pick it up. Before, I don't know. If I come to T-Man, I think I'm bringing my four wheeler with.
Okay. All right. You got a Banjo? You got a Banjo too? Are you? You got a Banjo too, or you talking about a?
I got a Banjo. Like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't no shit like they. What they talking about that drag shit? But hell, we probably can work something out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there be some people there that ain't dragged out. So.
So those are ones you have to watch.
You're right about that too. That's what they do down there in Florida. They got them damn big motors on the damn stock frame, stock wheelbase.
We got a kid here with knobbies on, man. Got a big old engine on. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. And you look at the bike, it looks stock almost and, until you line up with it.
Yeah, that's Florida style to the fullest.
That may be kids on set up too, man.
What?
It looks stock.
Nah, he said he's a real ride with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I trail ride.
Kids on, you know your when you bring your bike back out, man, you got so many races lined up. I think it's ridiculous, ain't it? Are you gonna just play one by one?
I had them. I really had them before the bike went in. You know, I just ran into a couple problems, and my dumb ass was still trying to race the bike and all that shit. But it's all good now, so you know. Like I said, I'll be seeing my and all that in their feet, so.
Okay.
So when the hell you say you coming to Piedmont?
I'm thinking about, I may come on the 3rd, man. I'm not sure, man. I may get my bike come back home. I don't know. I may just hold off and just come to that event.
Ain't they doing a bike event in July there?
Yeah, that guy, what's his name? Y'all think Youngblood got an event if he went on August 3rd?
That's coming back to King of the Track August 3rd, I think. Like that the event they just had week 4 last.
Come out with Youngblood?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw on the video where he had announced it and shit. That's what I'm trying to. Really just debate, but I know what I'm really gonna do 2 weeks prior to the event.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. Man, that's gonna be wild.
Who all going to the Rock this weekend? You know anybody?
Say what now?
What's going on?
I say you know anybody that's going to the Rock this weekend?
shit, man.
What's going on at the Rock this weekend?
They got a bike event going on Saturday, well, the whole weekend, but, you know, they do that Grudge After Dark on Saturday nights, late nights.
You know who putting the race on, or is it just...
Is it the My Rock shit going on?
I'm about to say it's one of the My Rock events.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, some guys with them good bikes from North Carolina most likely going to be there.
Shit, I seen all of them last weekend. I don't want to pay another 20-plus gas to see them again. I want to see something different.
Now?
I said, damn, they was there at Piedmont. I want to see something different now.
Guys, we got another caller here, so we're going to open up the line 3939. Your line is open. Your line is open.
We got a heckle
time. We on speakerphone in the shop.
I think
y'all
they on the speakerphone. Yes, indeed. Man, that's probably going to get quiet now. Killzone is back out.
Man, they gave me hell, man. So when I first went in the shop, man, he said, I saw that shit on the cycle, right, man. People came on. Everyone talking shit. I was so fucking mad. I'm like, what the fuck? That shit was crazy, man. I'm like, damn. I couldn't do shit about it, but really just be mad and goddamn look. But it's all good, though. Like I say, hell, everybody already know when I get out here, I go to events. Shit, I want the first goddamn Big Grudge race.
I wouldn't say that much. He will come off the trailer. To come off the trailer, but actually step up to the plate early in the day wanting to race. So.
Oh, yeah, he always racing. I give him his props on that. Hell, yeah.
But I'm just imagining who's going to want a tail hold in his tail here when he first pull out the, pull that bike out the trailer, talking about his bike back.
They'll know when that go finally go pick it up, cause I think I had asked that guy. I think it's 187, something on there. I know he's a while ago. Me and him were arguing about racing Dread. Me and him arguing about racing Dread and shit. So if I do decide to go up there to Piedmont, that's who I'm gonna race at that event.
Okay.
I don't know what they got, but, you know, he said he would do it.
Okay.
And then if I can get Predator, you know, to talk good, you know, I'd go to him.
Well, you know, Predator, when did they ever come up to an agreement to race you, or that was just talk?
About which way you talking about?
The Predator bike.
You know, we had end up racing.
Okay.
In the first race, my thing came off.
Right.
In the second race, the bike did its thing, and now it's in the shop and couldn't get back out. And I'm gonna go to him if we can agree, you know, on something good.
Anything in Alabama you want to call out, or you got your mindset on, or you just going to let the chips fall and you take them like that?
Well,
I ain't
going to
put you on the spot like that, because I know.
I know I'm supposed to be running, what's calling them back? Jungle racing them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know this other bike you talking about. What's the name of the bike now you said earlier?
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe. They got somebody in my way. I tried him too.
Okay. Look like both bikes are set up pretty much the same, just to kind of give you a general idea of the bike. Come on. I know he would probably be up there at that Huntsville race. late on in the month. Well, next month, actually, I think. So.
Okay. Well, they must be still testing us for them, cause you know, they got that big event going on at on the 13th of their ACP event. They ain't trying to go to that one, are they? Or they just what?
No, this is something that
right?
Jungle was talking about. I think putting a race on or something too.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw that on there.
And I think this is the race that they are trying to run. So I think they got eight. They actually trying to do an eight bike minimum, whatever. And then I want to say they got six bikes locked in. They were looking for two more bikes, I believe. Last I heard.
Yeah.
But I think they had to be all motorbikes or something. I want to say they had a big payout, too, for the lock-in.
Yeah, I saw that. He had posted it on Cycle back the other night.
He got the leaves in.
I guess they're going to have a good turn out here. He say.
Yep.
He said they will, so I guess he know what he's talking about.
Right. Mm. I believe they will. They should. I don't see why they wouldn't.
You ever been to the crowd state you
talking about? That talking about in Huntsville?
Yeah.
No, I never been to it, but I know what about maybe a month or so ago they resurfaced the track, so and ACP I think tests up there all the time, so I want to say it's a good track because I think that's where T.T. Jones and all those guys run the Pro Mod bike set as well. So.
Okay, so that probably
think it's
a
good
track.
Right. Yeah. And I want to say for those that live in Mississippi or for any out of towns that have been to that track over there in Lena, Mississippi, they are going to shut down next week as well and resurface that track up to the 8 miles. So kind of wanted to put that out there, and hopefully after they do that and get some rubber stuff down on the track, we probably can see if test the big bike out there, so I'm going to see what kind of difference the track make and pretty much try to go from there.
what about that
Chilton County
track?
We hadn't heard any more on that track. I know they had an event last week, I think, down there, but I hadn't heard any if you use anything about it. I hadn't heard any races that took place. I think that track there messed up when they had that. Dano, I think, had a race down there a couple of years ago, and, man, could not really get down the track. And,
yeah.
I think that was it, because I remember back in 2010, I want to say, when Rob was out with his Dolphin bike, man, that track was nice. Meantime, I see him tote the tie down through there about 100-200 feet down the track, and everybody else was getting down the track too. I think that's when they had that ATV and bike event together. I don't know, and I believe Hub City would have been a nice event this weekend too. Had the car truck not oiled down, but I mean this dude went from the starting line just like that race over in Twigs, man, with the Mustang. Dude went all the way down the track. Luckily, he spilled transmission fluid down the center of the track. But, man, after then, I think that killed everybody's spirit.
It always do.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And like I said, when they put that oil dry something down on it, man, it blew all on the other side of the track. So it was just, man, a mess. But like I said, the track came around late on that night. A little in street tire guys, man, like I said, they battered it out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really batted it up. Even Permanent View, for most of you that know him, man, he was riding the bike, so I got to give him props, man, for getting back on the bike in about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 months maybe. No, he said 2 years, I think, because Permanent View been on the bike. Well, he was riding his butt off.
Yeah.
I think actually him and Super Bowl race, but I think Super Bowl red light. So I think they may talk about doing that race over again, which it was a, I'm not going to say an uneven race, but Super Bowl was on his flat slick bike and what was on a street top bike. So, but it was all fun and game. It was just nice to see them two line up and race.
Yeah.
But now you got to find out about that Edmore track over there, though. I mean, because like I said, I hear a lot about that track.
Yeah. Hey, oh, I'm gonna ask a question. I ain't trying to get into it, nobody, man. But I had saw somewhere that the Angola bike was gonna be at your event. Was it there?
I didn't see it. And probably the reason I didn't pull it out is because that the like I said, man, the track was all kind of iffy then. So I didn't really see any flat slick bike except for Super Bone bike came out. Trailing.
Suspect didn't have his there.
I didn't see it. I know he had a street bike. But I know Super Bone pulled out his flat slick bike and made several passes down it.
Okay.
But everybody else was on street time pretty much all day and all night.
Yeah, shit, a lot of racing went down, too. I mean, you know.
Well, between, from 10:30, man, maybe to about 12 something, I think. Like I said, those guys started going at it, which it took them a while to kind of get that track straight with that oil or transmission fluid and stuff down. But after that was over with and the guys was going down the track, they, like I said, man, I don't know what happened with the street tire guys. Like, they said, man, we're going to take over tonight or something. They were drawing on people left and right. But for his kids, I want anybody in his camp that's listening, man, the Red Fox camp, get in contact with them, man. For anybody that's listening to Permanent View Camp.
You say Red Fox?
Yeah, that was guys out of Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, they got a street top bike.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can connect. Man, I believe the street top.
You say your next event in August?
Yeah, in August sometime. We were trying to do something in July, man, but it's. I think it's going to be too hot. And to even try to pull an evening race off. Huh?
I said it is going to be hot as hell.
Yeah.
That's why I'm debating in between what I was going to do now.
Right. Well, I know in August it'll be a little bit later. And hopefully, and I remember that when football season started in the nighttime, it started cooling off some. So hopefully we won't have too hot of weather in August. Like we are now. But for those that are into big time bikes for ProMod, July the 27th over in Dallas Raceway, that would be a open class for your bike. So if anybody with some grudge bikes or whatever, we're going to do everything from funny bikes, top fuel, all the way down to street bikes. So just kind of wanted to toss that out there. Get more into it as it gets closer. I just wanted to throw that out there as well. That's going to be July the 27th. I would like to see a few girls racing. I think I'm thinking a lot of guys, because I know Mayo said he'll probably be out either this week or next week. So, I know he said he's looking for any street car bike set up. So, I don't know. I wonder when he go on and step up and put a slick on that bike, man. I'm going to leave it at a street car.
did Mayo Did he over there get that spinning problem fixed, or?
I want to say he did, but he told me at the track Saturday that he was ready, so he's just waiting on his bike to get back. And so I just have to go off of what he tells me, so. Because I think he wants to do a interview anyway, so I may try to get with him this weekend. Let's go.
Just my mama's phone.
And see what he, I'm sure he's going to have a call out for July. Now, that was also, let me see. I can't think of the little guy named. I'm beginning to see a lot of heavy hitters, man, step up to the plate, too, in race. So that's always good to see. So we can, man, find us about, man, four guys that's over 280. Something we may can get put something together for those guys. I think that's going to be real interesting there to see that. But, kids, on whatever happened to, what's the guy over there in Alabama? He had, did anyone go to Holiday Beach this past weekend?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I know Grip Man came on there and said something about it on Cycle Bike this week. I mean, last week, I think.
I was just wondering, did they have any bike races?
Ain't nobody came back on there and said anything about it.
Oh, okay. Because I know a lot of guys from over here went over with cars and stuff. And we were just trying to find out.
That's a good looking track too.
Yeah, but I've seen Nightmare riding that ACP bike, man, float the tire down pretty much all the way down the track, about 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah, that track got there. I thought, like, I guess because the facility or whatever, you know, I thought they were gonna be just something like Chilton County and shit, man. Cause Chilton, mm-hmm. I mean, I took my bike to Chilton County when I was on the street tie, and a lot of folks were spinning. That's what track I never go back to. But that at event, at group event, man, shit, that bike, all of them bikes look here. I don't know who spent. I mean, I don't even think one person spent, but I know that goddamn track was that shit remind me of that P-Mud track.
The only thing that scared me with that track is going up that doggone hill at the end.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking about, too, because, hell, I don't know if I can. See, my plan is to go there, try to make that event. You know, if I ain't got nothing, you know, it depends on what's going on and all that. But my plan is to make that event, but, hell, my thing is try to stop that motherfucker before I get up that hill.
Man, that's a scary thing. We normally at least try to make one trip over there. Holiday Beach. But I'm thinking that was 205 Mike, I think, man, hit that hill. I don't know how fast he was going, but you can see that Roscoe legs, man, just dangling back and forth. It was kind of fun in a way, but he was able to stop it. And it has good stopping room, so let me just put that out there. It's not no deal where you won't have no short shutdown. It has plenty of stopping room. It's just that force, I guess, going up that hill and pulling against your body, so it's just a funny feeling. But I'm sure they probably got another one coming up sooner or later too over there, because they always racing over there.
Yeah, I know.
Seems like the Lil Nas camp getting close to coming back out too, because I was reading an article where they were saying that it won't be long.
Yeah, I think that close. I think I saw a little statement on Cycle Bike when they said something like that or something similar to that.
Right. Well, look like I hope to see some good racing before the year over it, man. Definitely want to see that race there.
Did they mention on who they plan on running?
No, they didn't, but somebody talking.
Them the Dream Team is supposed to run, if I ain't mistaken. I may be mistaken.
Right.
But I think the Dem and the Dream Team is supposed to run.
But I know once they get out, man, it's gone. I hope to see one good grudge race for the year. When I said big grudge, I'm talking about guys that have been out for a minute and then come back into the game. So I know I look forward to that race. Man, anybody else over in Alabama making noise, or is just everybody keeping low key? I know 10 of them all over the world traveling and racing people.
No, man, I think everybody just waiting on events for the race.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Like that would sound like that would seem like to me, cause I ain't trying to just me like, but shit, like when I went in the shop, everything got quiet. Yeah, ain't nobody running at no test and tunnel events or none of that shit. Like people just been basically just. Running
it,
well, I guess
mainly
at
that event. Right.
Yeah.
Well, the next event really is what? I know I had a list of a few that I named early part in the show, but what's going on in July? I know that got the big Texas thing on the 27th. Then they got the Texas Grubs Fest July the 13th. But what about over here on this end? You got that thing in Huntsville. I was just trying to think of the closest upcoming race coming up for next week. Anything coming up for the Independence weekend or day?
No. Nope. You just got them. You say Texas got two events coming up.
Yeah. Well, they got the Texas Grudge Fest coming up July the 13th, I think, over at Kennedale. And then we got the Pro Mod thing of July the 27th over there at Dallas Raceway. Well, I was trying to think of something over here on this end. Look like everything is in Alabama in July, because I know that Huntsville race is going on, and what else? Besides the My Rock and all that stuff going on, the Rock race. Yeah, everybody's going to lay low for July.
I think Texas needs to try to come up our way and represent their state.
Well, they do come over to State Capitol, and a few of them do come over to Hub City as well. Then you had several of them come over to Twigs, too. So some of them do get out and travel.
Well, they just don't want nobody to know about their races or something, because, you know, I ain't really just...
No. I don't know. I think maybe that the Texas guys feel like the people around them, you know, have an upper advantage over them or something, but
the people around them.
Yeah, for us with these bikes and stuff, man, they're coming over with those 80 plus inches. Well, I ain't gonna say 80 plus inches, but close to 80 inches bike. Now I know down there in Houston, some guys down there making some noise. It's a flat slick bike down there. I think came from. I want to say is that bike. From, man, I can't think of the name of it. But I think last time they was at State Capitol, they had problems trying to get down the track. So cause I think they were calling out any flat slick 1000.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And I think that was the Art and Big J event in May down there at State Capitol.
Huh.
It was a burgundy bike. I want to say it had two nitrous bottles on it, I believe.
Ain't nobody wanted to race.
They were having problems with the bike.
Okay.
And so
okay.
They didn't get a chance to really race nobody, but I think there was a lot of people going to take them up on that offer.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't have no problem getting no race. But after they didn't have had a bike running right, I don't think nobody really picked on them. Yep. But I think they hang around down in that HMP area down there in Texas. Now, that's a real nice track for the people that like to run the 8 mile. To go to. I don't think about it. It's just a nice drive for people on that end for Alabama and Georgia area to go to travel. You know, but other than that, I think that would be a nice track because Mayo was down there.
How many hours? How many hours is it from Texas to state capital?
For some people, it's only about, I want to say, 3 to 4 hours, maybe 5 at the most.
So if it's just like, 3 to 4 hours, and they won't, well, I ain't gonna even ask that because. When I came down there, was this a lot of people from Texas too?
Yeah, it was a lot of Texas, but a lot of them, some of them run classes, and, you know, and I don't pick on them because they that's what they do. And then you had some girls bikes over there too from Texas. But mainly, a lot of them like to run those classes, but you do have girls bikes over in Texas.
Okay.
Now, the little guy that we were talking about here early in the year with the 750, he loves grudge racing. But I think he sold that bike. That bike was pretty swift, too, man. That first time I ever seen a 750 set up like that, man, running. But he would only run 1 8-mile. But yeah, I would definitely like to see that bike in Houston though with that flat slick on it get a race. And like I said, you got some old guys out of Texas that will travel too. But I hope that a lot of them step up and kind of come out of Texas this year with those grudge bikes. And I'm sure it's probably going to happen this year. And come further than state capital of Hub City and at least try to hit Twigs or somewhere else, you know, just go outside of the little comfort zone. Because like I said, once you get on the other side of that line, man, it's a whole complete different world for the bikes.
Yeah, I know.
I always tell anybody that. I tell you where I really want to go this year, too, is over there in California. I want to check out the scene over there. I think they do a lot of racing over there, but they just don't get no airplay. Well, they kind of in their own little world, but they tell me a few people over there have some fast bikes.
Beth, do you plan on having another event at Twiz this year?
If I do, it'll be late on. It'll be probably late in the year because I think Youngblood has one in September now, so I don't want to schedule anything around him in September. So August is that race with Youngblood. Whatever, if I do anything, it'll be in October, either November sometime. I do because I had some guys to send me a little message asking about a race over there, you know, so I may try to do something, like I said, later on in October. Yeah, but I don't want to do nothing up on Youngblood's race.
Yeah.
If I can any way avoid it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I had planned something in August, but I think, was it August, July? It was one of those times, I think. But those guys was coming along with a four-wheeler race over there, so that kind of put that on the back burner because I had an August month open. But after that ATV thing, I said I'd just wait till the end of the year. Hopefully I'll be riding something. I hope Ken can find something for me to ride if I come to Piedmont up there.
Yeah, I got you. Come.
Oh, okay. I know to bring my helmet and stuff with me, yeah.
We'll find you somebody that you donate something to.
Okay. Well, we got about 10 more seconds. Anybody got any last minute comments they want to make or anything before we hit the show down? Or?
Appreciate you having me on once again, Chris.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely invite you back anytime you want to, man. Just feel free to dial in and press 1 to talk, man.
Yeah, I'll hit you up. Okay. We'll get a video or something set up, man.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, with that being said, guys, we're going to call it a night and want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday, and I guess we'll check back with you next Wednesday. All right, New York, you guys have a good night, man. All right.